When evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A mega storm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was mega calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with mega amazement and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I've had a few mega storms in my life. One of those storms 12 years ago was so bad that my wife Jo really thought I was going to die. There was another mega storm just 5 years ago when I was so sick. I was in so much pain that I thought I might die. Kind of like the apostles thought they were going to die in that storm that we heard about today. Now, on the way to the hospital, just in case, I gave Joe what I call the talk. I told her how sorry I was for all the times I've been a jerk to her. And it has been many times. And I told her I was sorry. And I told her how much I love her. Without a doubt, every one of us here today has gone through an experience that we might call a mega storm. Some of you have shared those with me, in fact. Some here today might be coming out of a storm right now. Some may be actually going through a storm in your hearts and souls right now as we speak. And it's probably safe to say that every single one of us has a mega storm ahead of us in the future. Today's story from Mark the storyteller is a blueprint for how disciples can go through our storm. Now, at the end of the day of teaching, Jesus taught. He taught parables all day. And at the end of the day, he and his disciples go to the Sea of Galilee. And he says to them, "Let us go across to the other side." Sounds easy. But this is a radical change in the ministry of Jesus. Do you know what's on the other side? Gentiles lived there. And the Jewish people avoided them at all costs. The sea kept the Jews and the Gentiles separated from each other. And Jesus says to them on this tired day, "Let's go to the other side." In their minds, it was not going to go well. They were right. Going to the Gentile side of the Sea of Galilee was dangerous. In fact, when they get to the other side, Mark tells us this. Immediately after he stepped out of the boat, a man with a demon came up to him. After Jesus calmed the megastorm we heard about today, another megastorm started as soon as they got to the other side. Our usual translation, the NRSV, calls this a great windstorm. It's a good translation. The original Greek for the word great is mega. And that's why you heard my translation. I think megastorm is a good way to translate it using the actual Greek term. Now, after this megastorm had started, the disciples woke Jesus up and they asked him, "Don't you care?" This is usually understood, the disciples asking Jesus, "Don't you care?" as a lack of faith. But I don't look at the question that way. I look at it as an ancient form of praying. The disciples, in their megastorm, turned to Jesus, asked for help, begged for help, prayed for help. We're not used to praying that way in our culture, in our religious culture. "God, don't you care?" We're not used to praying that way. I usually don't myself. But it's certainly a very acceptable and common biblical way of praying. "God, don't you care about me?" It's a way of praying. So Jesus wakes up, and here comes the genius of Mark the storyteller again. The literal Greek, we're going to talk a lot about Greek today, is just so important in this story. In the literal Greek, when it says Jesus woke up, it's he rose up. This is resurrection talk. Jesus rose up. It's the exact same word that Mark used when he described Jesus risen from the dead at the end of the story. He rose up. In other words, we're about to see in this megastorm the power of the resurrection. And literally, again in the Greek, Jesus muzzles the storm. Same Greek word that Mark used in chapter 1 when Jesus muzzled the demon. So then, after putting a muzzle on the megastorm, Jesus says, "Peace, be still." And all of a sudden, by the command of Jesus, the mega storm becomes a mega calm. And yes, the Greek word that Mark uses for the great storm is a mega calm. Mega storm, mega calm. The wind ceased, and there was a great storm. A great calm. The wind ceased and there was a great calm, a mega calm. This is no ordinary calm. This is divine. This calm is of God. The mega storm is over. The chaos has ended. The risen Lord gives peace and stillness following a mega storm. I have a personal paraphrase for what Jesus says here. Jesus says, "Peace, be still." It's a good translation, it's a powerful statement, I love it, but I paraphrase it myself in this way. This is how I paraphrase the first part of verse 39. Jesus rose, he muzzled the wind, and he said to the sea, "Shh." And that shh of Jesus becomes a prayer for me. This is my favorite prayer. It's a prayer that has many times brought me into mega calm. Shh. When storms rage, when demons attack, I pray to God for peace and calm. Shh. Now, after that calm in the boat, Mark tells us that Jesus says, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Now, most Bible scholars and most preachers call this an admonition, a scolding. And it certainly sounds like that. But I personally, here we go again, I think of it in a different way. I think that Jesus is simply asking a question. He asks a question. He wants an honest answer. Why are you afraid? I don't see that as an admonition. I see it as an invitation. Jesus is inviting his disciples then and now to answer honestly. Jesus comes to us and says, tell me your fears. Why are you afraid? And then Jesus invites us to have faith in him. Share your fears with me, Jesus says, and have faith. Jesus is saying, I'm in this boat with you. Tell me what you're afraid of, be it sickness, the unknown future, the evils that are out there, the pain, the uncertainty, the division, the suffering. What lies in our future? Death. Jesus comes to us and says, tell me what you're afraid of. And Jesus says, just as I brought a mega calm in that boat, I will rise up and I'll do it again in your storms. Have faith. The term mega appears a third time in the reading. And you heard in my translation, I said they were filled with mega amazement. The majority of translations, here I go again, looking at it differently. The majority of translations say that the disciples were filled with great fear. Mega fear is how most translations would bring it. Some translations say that they were terrified. Many say that they were afraid. Right after a mega calm, they had a mega fear. Our translation, the NRSV, the Bible in our pews, says that they were filled with great awe, mega awe. I like the term mega amazement. I literally spent hours this past week studying the meaning of fear in the Bible. I read articles, I read dissertations. I kept reading about what it means to have what we call the fear of the Lord. It's all throughout Scripture. And as I was studying, and we're not going to go into all that this morning, as I was studying, I remembered an episode of the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond. You're familiar with that show? In one episode, Raymond's brother Robert is trying to explain how religious his family is. And he says this, we're a good family, God-fearing, all of us. We're scared to death. I'm glad that those lines were written for humor. They were written to be funny. They're telling us, and I think very well, that the fear of the Lord is not being afraid of God. That's not what Scripture is telling us, to be afraid of God. We are to be amazed with God. So this is how I interpret today's story. The apostles were in a mega storm. Jesus brought a mega calm with a shh. And the disciples were mega amazed. And this is how we apply the story for our lives. When mega storms arise, we call upon the Lord Jesus, who will rise up in our megastorm. And the one who faced the megastorm of suffering and death on the cross for us, when we have our storms, he will rise up and he will give us mega calm, mega peace, mega love. Let us pray. Pray for those who are in a storm right now. Pray for them. Shh. And hear God's answer. Shh. Pray now for yourself, for the church, for those you love, for our nation, for our world, for all those who have mega storms ahead, storms known and unknown, and pray for all of this with the prayer, shh, and hear God's answer.